Here is a striking fact that most people never sit with. A 2021 Pew Research Center study found that 68% of U.S. adults believe many religions can lead to eternal life. That is a majority. And yet, Zakwan, the Christian claim, has never wavered from its singular position, that Jesus Christ is not one path among many, but the only path to salvation. That tension is not accidental. It is the very thing the early church called a scandalon. The Greek word means a stumbling block, the trigger of a trap. It was used specifically to describe how offensive exclusive truth claims felt to the surrounding culture. That offense has not faded. It has simply changed addresses. Now, the modern version of that stumbling block has a name. Call it the pluralism trap. It works like this. In a culture that prizes tolerance above almost every other virtue, claiming that one thing is exclusively true feels morally wrong before it even gets examined logically. The trap is subtle. It conflates kindness with agreement and disagreement with hatred. Think of a doctor who tells a patient they have a specific diagnosis requiring a specific treatment. That doctor is not being arrogant. The doctor is being precise. Refusing to name the disease does not make the patient healthier. It just makes the conversation more comfortable. The pluralism trap mistakes that comfort for wisdom. That means logic has to enter the room. Aristotle formalized what philosophers call the law of non-contradiction in his work Metaphysics. The principle is foundational. Contradictory statements cannot both be true in the same sense at the same time. Apply that to religion. Christianity says humanity's core problem is sin, and the solution is atonement through Christ. Buddhism, by contrast, identifies the core problem as suffering caused by desire, and the solution is the Eightfold Path. Scholar Stephen Prothero makes this precise in his book, God is Not One. He argues the world's religions do not offer different roads to the same mountain. They identify fundamentally different problems and propose fundamentally different solutions. You cannot logically merge them without erasing what each one actually claims. The key idea here is that calling all religions the same is not open-mindedness. It is a failure to take any of them seriously. For example, consider what happens when you treat religion as a subjective hobby rather than an objective reality. If faith is merely personal preference, like a favorite color, then exclusivity is indeed arrogant. But if one religion is making a claim about the actual structure of reality, about what is genuinely wrong with humanity and what genuinely fixes it, then the category changes entirely. A claim about objective reality must be evaluated on whether it is true, not on whether it is polite. The medicine analogy sharpens this further. If a person is suffering from a specific bacterial infection and one antibiotic targets that exact bacteria, prescribing it is not intolerance toward other medicines. It is accuracy. The exclusivity of the solution follows directly from the specificity of the diagnosis. Christianity's claim that Jesus is the only way is inseparable from its diagnosis, that the human problem is moral guilt before a holy God, a debt that requires a specific kind of payment. Remember this, Zakwan. The claim that Jesus is the only way to salvation is not a statement of religious superiority. It is a statement about the nature of the problem. If the diagnosis is universal, every human being carries moral guilt, then the solution must be universal in reach, but singular in kind. A cure does not become arrogant simply because it works when others do not. The scandal of singularity is not that Christians think they are better. It is that they believe the disease is real, the stakes are eternal, and the remedy has a name. That is the foundation everything else in this course builds on. The offense is not in the exclusivity. The offense is in the seriousness with which the claim is made, and the seriousness with which it demands a response from every person who hears it, including you.